Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima. Reading you the morning news bulletin, I am Matsina. The Nagaland Home Department has directed compulsory attendance for all government employees during the upcoming Independence Day celebrations on August 15th. A report.
The Home Department in a circular directed that all officers and staff of departments located in Kohima are required to attend the official function at the Civil Secretariat Plaza at 9 a.m. Attendance sheet must be submitted to the Home Department for further actions. Deputy Commissioners across districts have also been instructed to ensure that officers and staff under their jurisdiction attend the local celebration without fail. Respective DCs are also asked to collect and forward the attendance record to the Home Department. Asonyo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
The Five Tribes Committee on Review of Reservation Policy, CORRP, has called for an indefinite boycott of all state government programs, including the upcoming Independence Day celebrations on August 15th, over unresolved issues with Nagaland's reservation policy. The decision follows a unanimous resolution passed on August 9th by APEX bodies of the Angami, Ao, Lotha, Rengma and Sumi tribes. The CORRP opposes the inclusion of civil society members in the recently formed Reservation Review Commission. The committee's key demands include reconstituting the commission without CSO members, limiting its tenure to 6 months, and suspending the backward tribe reservation policy if its implementation is tied to the census. We have more reports from our correspondent.
In line with the directives, the CORRP has instructed its units in 8 districts to abstain from all government meetings and events. For Independence Day, the public has been urged to voluntarily stay away from official programs, while student bodies have been asked to ensure no compulsory participation in celebrations beyond campuses. The CORRP has called for the boycott to remain peaceful. Asonyo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
Meanwhile, the Ao Senden has formally informed the Deputy Commissioner of Mokchung of its decision to fully support the boycott and abstain from all government functions. Nagaland University Kohima Campus Merima yesterday observed Anti-Ragging Day, marking the beginning of the Anti-Ragging Week as declared by the University Grants Commission, UGC. Associate Dean of Students' Welfare, Dr. Temsilemba Walling, noted that NUKC has had no reported cases of ragging and encouraged students to uphold a culture of respect and inclusivity. Dean of the School of Humanities and Education, Professor Jano S. Legise, praised the campus for remaining largely free from ragging and urged continued vigilance, referencing the Supreme Court's anti-ragging rulings. In celebration of the occasion and with an aim to continue creating awareness, the university also organized competitions, poster making competition under the theme My Campus, My Safe Place, and videography competition under the theme Disrupt the Silence, Foster the Connection. Colonel Dr. Smita Mishra, a distinguished officer of the Army Education Corps, assumed charge yesterday as the 10th principal of Scenic School Punglua. Prior to her appointment, Colonel Dr. Mishra held several key instructional and staff positions across academic institutions and defense establishments. We have a report.
Colonel Dr. Mishra's previous roles include Vice Principal of Sainik School, Kapurthala in Punjab and Gorakhal, Uttarakhand, and Chief Instructor at the AAC Training College and Center, Pachmadi. Her career has been marked by dedication and excellence in service. She was awarded the Chief of Army Staff Commendation Card in 2007 and the JOC in Charge Sudden Command Commendation Card in 2018 for her outstanding contributions. With Colonel Dr. Smita Mishra's vast experience in the field of education, Scenic School Punglua is poised for holistic growth and development. Asonyo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
In a thrilling build-up to the finals, crowd favourites Mon are set to clash with Mokchung today in the first semi-final of the Dr. T. Ao Trophy 2025. The much-anticipated showdown kicks off at 3 p.m. at IG Stadium, promising high-octane football as both teams battle for a coveted spot in the finals. Meanwhile, the fourth quarter-final between Kohima and Wakha was disrupted by thick fog and poor visibility, leading to multiple stoppages. With the score tied at 1:1 and 77.40 minutes played, the remaining minutes of play will resume at 8:30 this morning, with both teams eager to seal a place in the semis. The winner of the fourth quarterfinal will face Newland in the second semifinal scheduled for 6 p.m. today. And the India Meteorological Department has forecast that rainfall and thunderstorms are likely to continue across many parts of Nagaland over the next 2 days. Thunderstorms with lightning and heavy rain are very likely at isolated places of Perin, Wokha, Mokchung and Kiffire today. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned for the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.